It's Saturday, August 13th. This is episode 33 of The Shanachie, Better Days Ahead. For The Shanachie, I'm Patrick McLean. I have a confession to make. There's not really a vampire in my attic. I made it up. It's a total fiction. Yep, I'm a liar. But this is a story about something living in my house, and I swear every word of it is true. You can even call the cable company and check. I live in an old house, so the occasional bug is to be expected. And I never thought much of it until the millipede showed up.
Mortality!
One millipede? No problem. Two millipedes? Okay. But after I'd killed my seventh or eighth one,
yikes,
the thrill had worn off. I decided it was time to look into the matter. Or more to the point, look into the basement. Now I know what you're thinking. If he's got a vampire in the attic, he must have a ghoul in the basement. No, I don't have a ghoul living in the basement. I kicked him out. All he ever did was sit around and watch his crummy black and white TV.
That Urkel's so funny.
Anyway, he had horrible reception in the basement, so he went and tapped into the neighbor's cable. Got me in touch with the cable company. Seriously, you ever try and convince a cable guy that it wasn't you, that it was really the ghoul in the basement who stole cable? Yeah, it doesn't sell. When I get down to the basement, I find it's infested with millipedes. Thousands of them. Like something out of a Stephen King story. Seems they had found both a breeding ground and a good meal in the clumps of grass that had fallen off my lawnmower. It was an orgy and a feast, all in one. Kind of like those double entendre, all-you-can-eat joints back in Gomorrah. Basically, my basement had become a millipede's idea of heaven. But I didn't care. I had a policy to enforce. Clearly, these hedonistic little millipedes weren't paying rent, so they had to go. With visions of a World War II mustard gas attack dancing in my head, I hosed them down with pesticide. But I didn't get the writhing, see-you-in-hell kind of death I was looking for. No, the millipedes made a break for it. When I turned around, it looked like the Oklahoma land rush. As far as the eye could see, millipedes were making for the darkest corners of the basement. I don't think mere prose can convey the majesty of the tableau I found spread out before me. So I've composed a haiku that I feel captures the moment. Many-legged beasties, tripping and fleeing neath me, feet in little graves. And to get those little feet into their graves, I wound up chasing them around the basement with a broom. Yes, sadly, I have become a millipede wrangler, an idiot frantically sweeping bugs into a bucket. It's given me some much-needed perspective on the death of my computer. There's really no laughs like the ones you have at your own expense. But now that I've got a new hard drive, and I've successfully dealt with an invasion of orgiastic millipedes, I'm able to devote my full focus to the Shanachie once again. In the next few weeks, you can look forward to the conclusion of Death of a Dishwasher, a new episode of How to Succeed in Evil, and, with any luck, some nifty stuff with the Shanachie logo on it, so that when you support the podcast, you'll be able to get some nice swag in the process. Thanks for bearing with me in my time of trial, and I swear to you, on the corpses of 1,000 dead millipedes, there are better days ahead.